is time to come into our student and, well, you know, you don't even have to be a student. We'll just take your phenology comments. This time we have it, our Phenology Talkback program. If you've got a comment or question, maybe an observation you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you. And you can join us by sending your observations to me, Jay Latimer at KAXE.org. You can send them to comments@KAXE.org. You can also write to us. We love to get your letters. Our address is 260 Northeast 2nd Street, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, 55744. And of course, if you want to hear it in your own words, you can call our talkback line, and that number is 218-9999-876. We love to hear from you. And this morning, we're going to start with some students from the North Shore Community School. Our reporter this week is Will.
Hello, from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of February 22nd, 2020. Hello, my name is Will, and I'm your phenologist for this week. Many students have been smelling skunks this past week. On Saturday the 15th, Ms. TG was out in her shop and heard a beeping noise. She went outside and listened and found out it was a saw-whet owl. Deer are still continuing to use the roads in large numbers to get around. On Thursday the 20th, while grooming the Pequon Lake Trail, Isaac saw multiple wolf tracks and lots of poop. Other people reported a lot of wolf tracks too. On Thursday the 27th, Lucy's mom saw a coyote on Highway 61. Foxes are pairing up, getting ready to raise their family. Miss TG saw a fox eating the bird under her feeder. It then ran into the field and began jumping and playing with another fox. She thinks they are a male and female pair. On the 23rd, Ethan and his family saw a small brown owl and tried to feed it a beef stick. Ice is melting quickly now, only to freeze at night. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Will.
Do owls eat beef sticks?
I when I heard that, I was reminded one year we had a really bad time with owls. I mean, the owls were having a really bad time. They had come down here looking for food, and food was scarce here as well. And one inventive fellow cut a pop bottle in half. See, owls mostly attack live things. And he was laying meat out on the ground, like hamburger out on the ground, to get the owl to eat it. But the owl didn't see it as food. It just saw it as a dark object on the snow. So he cut this pop bottle in half and he put little handfuls of, you know, compressed hamburger in there. And then he had a string and he drew it. He made a little trail in his yard and he would draw it across the yard. And then the owl would come down thinking it's a mouse and hit it and find that it was food and eat it. So, yeah, I guess maybe they would eat a beef stick if you could make it look like something alive.
Just like cats.
Yeah. Show me that it's alive. I'll happily attack it.